Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, para sukarelawan pemadam kebakaran dari New South Wales mengatakan mereka menghargai kompensasi dalam bentuk uang dari pemerintah federal untuk usaha mereka memadamkan api. Pembayaran dapat diakses oleh para sukarelawan yang bekerja selama lebih dari 10 hari di daerah kebakaran. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Sonia Lal. Kebakaran hutan yang berbahaya terus berlangsung di 5 negara bagian sejak bulan September, yaitu di New South Wales, Victoria, Australia Selatan, Queensland, dan Australia Barat. 8 korban tewas akibat kebakaran dan lebih dari 4 juta hektar lahan rusak. Perdana Menteri Australia Scott Morrison mengatakan para anggota pemadam kebakaran di New South Wales akan menerima kompensasi untuk membantu memadamkan api di negara bagian ini. Pembayaran hingga $6,000 Australia ini tersedia bagi para anggota yang berhak yang telah bekerja memadamkan api selama lebih dari 10 hari dengan nilai $300 Australia perharinya bebas pajak. Morrison menambahkan penting untuk menghargai pengorbanan para sukarelawan yang melindungi masyarakat.
This isn't about paying volunteers for turning out to fires. That's not what this is about. The volunteer arrangements that exist not just here in New South Wales but all across the country are incredibly important. What this is doing is recognizing that in extreme cases like we've seen here in New South Wales on an advice from the commissioner, it is necessary to ensure that we can provide this safety net for income loss to ensure that he is in a position to continue to call out this volunteer force and for them to be able to be there on an ongoing basis without suffering ongoing financial loss.
Meskipun begitu, pemimpin oposisi federal Anthony Albanese mengkritik Perdana Menteri karena tidak menerapkan kompensasi tersebut secara nasional. Ia mengatakan para sukarelawan pemadam kebakaran dari semua negara bagian seharusnya menerima kompensasi uang pula.
What we need here is a national approach, and I don't understand why it is that the Prime Minister has just negotiated with the New South Wales Premier rather than convening COAG and getting an approach across the nation.
Lebih lanjut, Albanese mengatakan pemerintah negara bagian seharusnya tidak bertindak sebagai maklar dalam pembagian pembayaran tersebut.
I don't understand why the payments can't just be made directly to individual firefighters rather than be given to the states and then given to individual volunteer firefighters. It seems that the only justification I can see is that the Prime Minister wants to be able to maintain that this is a state issue. This is a national crisis.
Menanggapi pernyataan tersebut, Morrison mengatakan ia menghargai otonomi setiap negara bagian, namun menyambut baik apabila ada premier negara bagian yang akan mengadopsi program pembayaran ini.
Well, this is a nationally applicable approach. But I respect the premiers. I respect the fire commissioners in each and every state and territory. And I respect their judgment. And should they wish to enter in this arrangement, if they believe it's appropriate for their state and territory, then we will do so. But I don't presume on those states and territories. They run their own shows. They know what their challenges are in their own circumstances.
Australia Selatan menerapkan sistem bantuan keuangan yang serupa. Pemerintah Australia Selatan mengatakan, meskipun kebakaran di New South Wales telah berlangsung lebih lama, para sukarelawan di seluruh negara bagian itu yang bekerja keras tanpa lelah melakukan pemadaman berhak mendapatkan penghargaan juga. Seorang sukarelawan pemadam kebakaran, Stuart Thamesbury dari Valley Heights Rural Fire Service Brigade mengatakan, pembayaran sebagai penghargaan apa yang telah mereka lakukan dan bukanlah pengganti kehilangan mereka akibat pekerjaan.
It just takes its toll physically and emotionally on the family. They're not seeing you. You come home and you're you're not compass mentis. You know, you can't conduct a proper conversation. It's tough. It's tough. And the payment is just a recognition of what we're doing. It doesn't compensate us for what we're losing, but it's recognition.
Meskipun demikian, beberapa sukarelawan menentang pemberian kompensasi ini. Wakil Senior Captain Bert Clark dari the Valley Heights Rural Fire Service Brigade mengatakan uang merendahkan peran para sukarelawan.
No, I don't think it should be made. I think it complicates the whole issue of volunteering. And for myself as a pensioner, it's discriminatory. Now, I retired at 65. I'm still an active firefighter. I've been fighting the fires since September. But there's nothing in it for me or my family or my wife, who has to put up with my departure every time I leave. And I think it takes away from the concept of volunteering.
Pembayaran diperkirakan akan dimulai sebelum akhir bulan Januari 2020.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.